Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. Candy Burris from The Real Housewives of Atlanta was deemed Jackal of the Week by Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live. Erica Girardi from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills husband Tom Girardi is currently being sued for over $15 million. And Tamara Judge from The Real Housewives of OC's son Ryan went on a transphobic rant on Instagram that Tamara obviously agreed with. We'll end the show discussing our favorite moments that aired on Bravo this week. I will be tackling this mess and more with today's co-host, Stephanie. We bonded over our love of all things Bravo, and she somehow has a connection to Pandora Vanderpump's husband, Jason, who has personally hooked us up with the Vanderpump Rosé to sip during our friend's weekly Vanderpump Rules viewing party. Welcome!
Hi!
This is exciting.
This is exciting. This is my first time doing anything like this. I'm a virgin. I'm more of a virgin than Colton is.
Honestly, I wish we could do, like, a Bachelor spinoff. Like, that would be so... But, like, the thing about The Bachelor is, like, it's, like, 4 hours every week towards the end, right?
Yes,
like,
yes. But I will say, last week we had a Bachelor and a Vanderpump viewing, and we were switching between both shows, rewinding it during the breaks. Like, we were, like... It was like watching sports on a Sunday, but Bravo and Bachelor style.
But way more interesting.
Way more interesting.
So, to get to know you a little better, I'm going to ask you three questions.
Okay.
What is your favorite show on Bravo?
Favorite show? I mean, I started with The Housewives. Love New York because those girls are my bitches. But Vanderpump has definitely taken reins on that for sure.
Agreed. Least favorite show?
Oh, least favorite. It's hard for me to say. I don't watch all of them. Like, I want to get into Below Deck. I want to get into
Below Deck.
More shows, but I would say my least favorite was, remember Millionaire Matchmaker?
Oh,
it was not good. And the worst part was, is the matchmaker was single the entire series. She never had a boyfriend, ever.
And the thing I hated about Patty Sanger was, like, she was like, okay, maybe if you lose 30 pounds, dye your hair, change your personality, you'll find a man to love you.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, maybe if you're just, like, yourself and you're a good person, like, maybe some man will love you.
It was almost like, I mean, I don't even think that show would, like, work these days because it's just, like, so demeaning towards women.
Totally. And she, like, goes on tour now and people, like, pay to see her publicly speak.
Why?
Because they're so desperate to find love, evidently.
I guess so.
It's so dark.
That is dark.
And who is a Bravo star that you think should come back to any franchise?
I want Jill back on New York. Like, after, I feel like, rest in peace, Bobby, we love you. But I feel like she's having her own renaissance, and I feel like her and Bethany are in a good spot, and I feel like that seeing that reconciliation happen would be just, like, New York housewife dreams come true.
Well, I think because Carol's obviously gone... Like, Bethany needs either, like, an ally or an enemy.
Yeah.
Like, a new one.
And Ramona's neither of that at this point.
Yeah, because Ramona and her, they've never liked each other.
No.
They've never liked each other.
They're just, like, New York, like, you know people and I know people, yeah. So let's keep it, like, super business-friendly here.
Oh, well, speaking of people who are keeping it very business, Candy Burris from The Real Housewives of Atlanta has been in hot water with Bravo executives after she decided she's going to be joining the cast of Celebrity Big Brother. So back on episode 17 of Bravo Happy Hour,
we discussed all of the drama that was her going on this show. And then Andy was on Watch What Happens Live on the night that she announced that she was going on Big Brother. He called her the jackhole, and it was actually the first time a jackhole had been given to a Real Housewife.
That's pretty deep. I feel like if Andy's calling you a jackhole, you have to have crossed him. Like, he didn't even call Teresa a jackhole, and she pushed him at the reunion. Yeah. Like, if someone's going to get yelled at, it was someone who put their hands on Andy, but Candy must have pissed him off, man.
So, it's ridiculous because the Housewives of Atlanta and Celebrity Big Brother are on the exact same time slot on the exact same night of the week. Like, that's fucked up.
That is fucked up. And that's probably why Andy's, like, really Candy.
Yeah, and also, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta's numbers have been, like, going down this season. Yeah. I think it's just because it's so boring. I think it's so boring. I listen to so many other podcasts, and everybody's like, thank God we have our old faithful Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah. I'm like, says who? Yeah. Like, there's nothing interesting, and I don't know, I'm just kind of over, like, the same type of drama, but
the last episode I watched of that was when they did the, they were, like, away at a summer home, and it was raining, so they did, like, this competition.
Oh, yeah, I loved that.
That was the only, I never really catch Atlanta, but that was what I watched, and I'm like, really, we're having, like, an indoor competition?
Right.
That's to what say, this like, show has come to.
Who's a better model?
Like, yeah.
Who's a better host at the end? I'm like, this is just, this is pulling for straws. So, it was actually reported that Candy is going to make $100K doing the show.
Oh, damn.
Last week when we were talking, I read, like, a blind item that said, like, someone on the cast was making $1 million. And we were like, oh, it must be Candy.
No, Nene, sorry.
Well, no, she's making $2.5 million for a season of Atlanta.
What? I had no idea they made that much
money.
It's
a pro basketball player.
Yeah.
Like,
pro housewives.
Yeah, right? So, then if she wins the show, then she'll make an additional $250,000. So maybe, like, I can't even see, like, she's definitely making millions for Housewives. So to put her job in jeopardy for,
yeah,
at most, $350K, when you wrote No Scrubs?
Yeah.
You wrote Bills, Bills, Bills. Like,
don't be a scrub.
Yeah, dude. Like, don't be a scrub.
Also, like, Andy's gonna ban her. Like, she's not right? gonna be welcome back if she's pissing him off.
Well, it actually premieres Monday, January 21st, so this will be up on Monday, January 21st, so don't watch it.
Yeah, I never got into the Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really think any of them are celebrities. Dina Lohan's going on it, and
oh God, you're on a show with Dina Lohan. You need to evaluate your decision.
Yeah, right. If you're like going on a show where you're like, yeah, you know, Dina's on it, I'll do it. Yeah, yeah. I want to live with her for 30 days.
Have you caught Lindsay's show at all?
Not yet. I don't know why. I'm like,
it is pretty bad, but like, you know, in the best way it could be. But it's like Lindsay Lohan giving people professional advice, and you're like, Lindsay, no. Lindsay, no.
Well, my roommate, she used to party with one of the guys on the show. Like, he used to live in New York, and then he was in, like, the infamous video of them
dancing.
And she was like, oh my God, that's him. And then she saw on Instagram that he was, like, in New York doing press for the show. I can't even think of his name right now.
Wow.
But, oh, God, train wrecks.
From Mykonos to New York.
Right? So Brandi Glanville from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was actually on season one of Celebrity Big Brother, and she said that Candy reached out to her for advice, which is the first time anyone's ever reached out to Brandi.
This is like Lindsay. Like, no one goes to Brandi for advice. Like, come on.
The first thing that Brandi said to her is that it is horrible and you're not going to make it.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to take the job. Maybe that's what she did. She's like, let me listen to what you have to say.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do the exact opposite of that.
Right.
Thank you, Brandi.
Brandi continued to say, well, if you have decided that you're definitely going to do this, find the most athletic person in the house and become friends with them. Okay. Well, at least that's like a pro tip.
That's a little bit of a pro tip.
That's a little bit better than it's horrible and you're not going to make it.
There's so much you can do with that.
I know. Oh, yeah, well, hopefully Atlanta gets a little bit better. I don't know. I'll probably end up watching this show. I don't know what my problem is. But I probably will end up watching
it. I have like an hour in my day. I could squeeze it.
I know. I can find the time. You can always find the time. Well, moving on to Beverly Hills news. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane's husband, Tom Girardi, where every time I see his age, it freaks me out.
Yeah.
He's 79.
He's approaching 80.
Yeah. Quickly. So, Tom Girardi is currently facing a $15 million lawsuit for allegedly failing to repay loans that totaled to a little bit over $15 million. So according to court documents, he allegedly did not pay back all of his loans, and these loans were initiated in 2015 and were, quote, used to maintain Mr. Girardi's lavish lifestyle and keep his prominent law firm financially afloat.
Doesn't Erica, like, doesn't she spend, like, $40,000 a month keeping up her weaves or whatever it is?
She also has a chapel in her home. Like, she has so much money, maybe?
Maybe start praying because your husband needs it, because you're using up his money and now he needs to pay someone back.
But she hustles because she has, like, a Shoe Dazzle, like, sponsorship, and I work for a magazine company, and they hire her for a lot of advertisements.
Really?
And, like, she did an ad for Neiman Marcus, and
she's so not the Neiman Marcus girl, though. She's, like, wearing, like, off-the-runway stuff. With, like it's basketball Moschino jersey. Runway. Yeah, exactly. With, like, pigtails. Like, I don't know if that's on brand for her, but
I was surprised when I saw this, and there, I don't know, some other housewife from Potomac, Karen Huger, she was like, you gotta make millions to owe millions. It's like, yeah, but if you don't have the millions to give back,
then what exactly?
So then you got nothing. It's a little surprising considering, yeah, they have planes and, like, Erica flies her,
her
beauty team halfway around the world.
Yeah. First class business, their own, like, suite at whatever 5-star Four Seasons they're staying at.
Oh, God. I wouldn't even want to be in her glam squad, to be honest. I think, I don't know, I have, like, a love-hate relationship with Erica Jane.
And what's the guy's name, Michael, her creative director?
Oh, yes! I think it's Michael. Oh, my God, yeah. Mikey. Yeah, and he was on, like, other shows. I feel like he was on, like, Making the Band or something, like, as a choreographer.
I feel like he's, like, a Cedric without the...
Oh, totally.
With or without the extra... drama, I guess.
I want to get Cedric on this podcast really badly. I think
where
I could.
Where is Cedric?
Right? That's first and foremost. Is Cedric alive?
Is he alive? Is he deported back to the UK?
Cedric, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, alive? Instagram. Let's go. Cedric Martinez. Oh my God, he only has 1,200 followers.
Whoa.
He will absolutely come on my show.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Oh my God. He'll totally come on.
Yeah, I think he might need it. What is that?
He is truly so handsome. He has a bunny.
His bunny with a leash. Says, I heart sex.
This is ridiculous. # rabbits of Instagram. And the bunny's name is Adonis. What?
Yeah, what is happening?
What is happening here? I'm going to reach out because this seems like very easy. I feel like I'm approaching having as many followers as Cedric. And he was like, on the Housewives. But... that's, we digress.
Yes. That's for another episode.
Truly. He gets his own episode. So staying in California, Tamra Judge from The Real Housewives of OC's first son named Ryan, who if you guys don't remember, he like has the most problematic facial hair like I've ever seen. Like, homie cannot figure out what looks good.
Yeah.
So Tamra's son Ryan made some pretty offensive comments on his Instagram this week. And obviously Tamra agreed. So he posted a picture of a news article coming out of the UK saying, Britain's first transgender family reveals son, 5, is also transitioning. He writes the caption, let's be fucking real, the world is fucked, completely fucked. So that was the first thing. And then Tamra then posted on that a comment saying, wow, that's sad, 5-year-olds cannot make that decision. So, I obviously had to, like, go and read about this family, because I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
So, the mother and father are both trans.
Okay.
It's a little boy, but he wants to dress like a girl. They're not doing any hormone thing, like, nothing is being done other than the fact that, like,
he wears it.
And he wears girl clothing, quote-unquote girl clothing, and has a feminine hairstyle. So then, so that was whatever. I kind of agree with the sentiment of, like, yeah, you know, it's a 5-year-old. Like, they don't know shit, but let them do whatever they want.
If they
want
to wear a dress, let them wear it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, let's be fucking real. The world is fucked, completely fucked. Okay, that was the first thing. Then it got darker. So he posted a thing that a Colorado baker didn't want to create a cake for someone's gender transition party or something. Okay. So then Ryan used social media to say that the baker should murder the transgender person.
Reasonable.
So he wrote, "Hopefully this guy goes on a rampage and kills whatever transgender fuckhead took him to court. Oops, did I just say that? This country needs to kill off this fuckery bullshit."
Okay. Oh! I mean, don't take it that far, first of all.
Yeah.
And, like, Ryan, like, you, people know you. Like, why are you saying this shit online? Like, what do you think is going to come out of this? Like, good publicity for yourself?
Never. And I don't know. I think, like, people always say that – I know anybody from the OC in my real life. But they say that they are, like, the most Catholic, like, conservative people.
They're
like,
also trash, though. Oh, like, all of them.
Especially Tamra.
Yeah.
Ugh, remember when they, like, went to, like, Glampus or something? And they did, like, dune buggy racing?
I'm like – she almost, like, murdered the entire cast. Poor Mickey was, like, on the floor, like, "I can't move, I'm paralyzed." Yeah. Like, this is the plot test no one needs, is Mickey in a wheelchair for, like, the rest of her life.
Oh my god, no. I mean, just imagine the resentment that would be bubbling up on the show. So, that was, definitely a little aggro. I don't really know who he thinks he is, because, you know, back in 2015, he was arrested for domestic violence after he beat the shit out of his ex-wife. You know, really healthy, really good stuff. So, hey, I don't know who he thinks he is, but he's definitely got some issues. I don't blame Tamra, though. I agree with what she said, to be honest. Like, I do think, there's...
I mean, when you first said that, I thought they were, like, doing hormones, which I think is, like, something irreversible, and obviously... It's not irreversible, but that's a lot. But, like, if the kid wants to be called a certain name and dress a certain way... Is that really the fuckery of the world? Like, is that where we're at right now? That's the worst thing that's happening?
Yeah, I think there needs to be some murders, because transgender people aren't
people
murdered
need
enough.
To die.
Yeah, right? Because there are so many transgender people hanging out in Orange County, California. But speaking of trash coming out of Orange County children, so Lynn Curtin, who was on, I think, seasons 5 and 6 of The Real Housewives of OC, her daughter, Alexa, who's 26 years old, has been in and out of, like, prison, rehab, all the things. She's been in pornos, which they are so disgusting.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My God.
It makes me kind of sick to my stomach to think this girl, who everyone knows from this franchise, is, like...
Now a porn star.
How? Like, how did that turn so bad for her?
Well, you know, these girls didn't go to, like, college or have any, like, sort of guidance from a parental figure.
And I remember the younger one.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being, like, super, like, shy and bashful, and, like,
that's this one.
Nothing to do with her family. And then Gretchen was, like, she was seeking, like, advice from Gretchen, which is, like,
that's the number one. that's the red flag.
Yeah, like, oh, you're probably gonna be in porno after you're 18.
Right?
So
she's like, "Gretchen, how do you think I could break into the porn industry?" So the 26-year-old was arrested on January 5th for possession of Xanax and drug paraphernalia.
Also, how is she not prescribed Xanax?
Right?
Like, why is she walking around with Xanax that's not prescribed to her? It's Orange County. And I feel like no one gets arrested for Xanax. I feel like that's just, like, the Skittles of, like, the town.
Right? And this is obviously not her first arrest, so...
Wasn't she arrested for, like, heroin and...
Yeah. Just a drug addict. Poor girl needs to go to rehab. Hopefully her mother... Maybe.
Yeah, like, where are her parents?
Well, they got divorced a couple years ago, so maybe that obviously triggered. I mean, they got evicted on television. Like, yes. When they, like, answered the door and the guy was like, you've been served.
Oh, my God. There's like, end up on, what? Like, the camera crew's there.
I know.
Like, they probably were like, is Lynn filming? Okay, we're gonna serve them.
Lynn wasn't even home. It was just the girls. And I remember then they were just, like, sitting on the couch being like, the fuck
where,
is this?
Where are we gonna go?
Yeah.
What are we gonna do?
It's so dark. So, Bravo is actually introducing a new show that is coming out of Mexico City. It is called Mexican Dynasties. Very, very clever name.
Yes, yes.
So, viewers will be watching three families, the Alandes, Pesudos, and Madrazo. I don't.
Madrazos.
Okay, that sounds beautiful. I'm like, Madrazo. Madrazos.
Madrazos.
So they all got their fortunes from entertainment, beverage, and luxury car industries. The trailer seems pretty great.
Yeah, we just watched that, and I am so excited. Like, this is a telenovela in a whole new light. And these people look fun. They look batshit, but they look fucking fun.
So it's kind of interesting because it has people from, like, younger generations, so, like, people who are in their 20s, into what looks like people in their 60s and 70s.
I mean, they don't look 60 or 70. Yeah, they're, like, stiff as a board. They're so much plastic surgery.
Their eyebrows have not moved in, like, 18 years. Like, they don't move. So it seems pretty amazing, and all the families are obviously connected through personal and professional relationships. And actually, Doris Besudo is related to Kyle Richards' husband, Mauricio, which I think is maybe, like, I wonder if Kyle was like, hey.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, now she's pitching her American, what was her TV show?
Oh, American Woman.
American Woman did not do well. It got canceled. So maybe she's like, you know what? I know some crazy Mexican that my husband is related to. And you guys have to watch the trailer. That's all.
Definitely go and watch the trailer. If I can, I'll try to put something on my Instagram account, but I might get, like, taken down for, like, copyright infringement. So that might not be allowed. However, it seems really great. It will be premiering on Tuesday, February 26th at 10 p.m. And I really am excited because also on Bravo, like, Latina women are not represented.
Yeah, like, what happened anyway. To Miami?
Exactly.
What happened
that was
to Miami? Like, that whole series just disappeared. I feel like there's, like, some drug cartel secrets that, like, were not revealed, but.
Well, one of the men, her husband, like, randomly died.
Oh, yeah.
Alexis, maybe, was it? I can never remember their names.
Yeah. So, yeah, we need some Latino blood on Bravo.
Right? Like, just to get some, like, you know, fire or something.
Fire. I want to hear some, like.
Because there was. Wasn't Joyce from Beverly Hills Latina?
Yes. But she was, like, pageant Latina.
Yeah.
Like, we need some, like, crazy Latina.
Yeah, that's what I want. So I'm really excited. I mean, this seems like it's going to be pretty juicy.
And also, just, like, the generational thing is going to be super interesting.
Yeah.
Because we get a little bit of that. We see all these children, housewives' children, like, going to jail and starting to kill people. But, like, I feel like, I don't know, I'm excited for the show.
Well, there also was, like, a family, it seemed like there was, like, three kids, and, like, one was, like, the sassy younger one who thinks he's a good singer, but, like, isn't. And then, like, his siblings are, like, in a group band, I think it implied. And then
he like, left to do the solo project on his own.
And, like, I can't wait to see, like, sibling rivalry over, like, terrible music. Like, that's really.
Terrible music, Fedora. That's, like, when you watch the trailer, I told Meg, it reminded me of, like, a Nick Kroll skit. I was like, this isn't real, is it?
The trailer does start with a really weird moment where, like, an adult man is, like, sitting on one of those, like, really fancy toilets.
Yeah, those
that
Japanese
can, like,
toilets that can, like,
shoot water
clean
up
you
your
out.
Butthole. Like, so after you get past, like, 4 seconds of, like, very uncomfortable toilet humor. Like, it's really good. Watch it.
Yeah, you'll think the first 5-10 seconds are not really part of the promo. I thought it was, like, a Geico commercial. I was like, wait, what are we watching? And then it all made sense towards the end.
So what was your favorite moment on Bravo that aired this week? There was a lot of good stuff.
Yes, there was lots of good stuff. I thought Vanderpump this past week was probably the best episode in a while.
Like, definitely of the season.
There was so much drama between, like, the work meeting where, like, Brittany talked back to Lisa, which
was,
fuck, like,
Brittany.
Holy shit.
Like, Brittany's so ignorant. She's like, I thought you, like, you don't even care about my feelings. Yeah. It's like, she's your fucking boss.
Yeah.
And just because, like, your boyfriend, your fiance has done a lot worse in Sir
yes.
than what James Kennedy did.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
I mean, your fiance walked up to Lisa and said, fuck you, and, like, left.
Yeah, like, do you not remember when he got fired last season?
Yeah. It was kind of impressive, though, to see her finally, like, speak up in any sort of way.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, okay. Even, like, I heard the producers were, like, shocked. They were like, oh, okay, Bernie's speaking up. Here we go.
I mean, we only see this, like, wholesome
mm-hmm.
Brittany.
Country
nice girl.
Beer cheese Brittany.
Oh, God. I would die for some beer cheese right now.
Honestly, can we get some beer cheese, Brittany?
We should make it for the viewing party this week.
We should.
Oh, my God.
We just gotta, like, let beer stale and then, like, get all types of Gouda. Gouda? What is it?
Yeah, how?
It's Gouda. Yeah. Brittany, it's Gouda.
Shredded cheese. String cheese, yeah. Cheddar cheese. It's like
Kraft cheese slices.
Yeah, cheese in a can.
So that was crazy. And then Sussie's mom was like, oh, part of me feels bad because obviously, like, families have their shit and no one wants that on television. But, like, it makes you see, like, the side of Sussie that's like, it's my fucking birthday. Like,
yeah.
That is all stemmed from her mother.
So her mom, Dana, came on Instagram and posted pictures of the moms at the James May launch event with the caption, alcohol plus immune disease medication plus no foods equal disaster, parentheses, just say no. With Terry and Faye celebrating Kristen's James May launch, blah, blah, blah. The hashtags are really what did me in. Hashtag don't drink and speak. Babe, maybe you should just not drink.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you can't drink and speak.
Like, somehow you and your daughter are not good at reading the bottle and when it says, like, do not drink.
Yeah.
It does not mean only drink 5 glasses of
wine. Yeah, it means don't drink hard liquor. Hashtag we drank a lot. Hashtag maybe too much. Hashtag don't think before I speak. Hashtag love Terry and Faye. Hashtag James May. Hashtag James May again. Hashtag moms. Hashtag moms are the best. Hashtag
this is my favorite.
Kristen Bailey.
Like, why? I mean, I know Kristen, like, also starts speaking up and talking trash about Stassi.
Yo, fuck Kristen. She's so jealous of Stassi. It's
but
so
also, like,
clear.
If a mom, like, rule of the world, like, if a mom and daughter are fighting, if two sisters are fighting, if siblings are fighting, don't get involved.
Get out.
Yeah, just, like, let them do their thing. Let them freak out. Let them say stuff they, like, that really hurts. They don't mean it.
Yeah.
But don't start backing up aside. Just, like, no.
Well, it was so weird when the mom was walking into the restaurant, like, clearly fucked up as
yeah.
they were walking in the restaurant. And she's like, Kristen, I would do anything for my daughter to be just like you. It's like,
oh, you want,
what?
That's the role model you want your daughter to have?
Because Stassi has a sister, a younger sister, who's, like, engaged or married, I think. Actually, I think she's getting married during,
oh,
like.
I've never seen her sister.
She's really pretty.
I've seen, what's her little brother's name?
Oh my God, what's that?
Who
name
needs
one?
His own
Nikolai?
Bravo show? Yeah.
Their names are Nikolai, Nastasia,
yeah.
And then I think the other sister's, like, Georgina. Yeah, something like that. I'm like, your
royal,
mom is so
yeah.
fucking extra.
They're like, czar royalty. Like,
oh.
Okay.
So then she kind of kept going on. People were asking her shit on Instagram, being like, how the fuck could you say those? How could you tell your daughter, who's finally, like, in her first healthy relationship,
yeah.
maybe you shouldn't act like yourself and be a little less yourself. Like, Lisa, when she introduced Bo to her, Lisa was like, Stassi said, oh, I'm so afraid of losing him.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to fuck it up. She's like, just be yourself.
Yeah.
And her mother is like,
don't be yourself. Like, yourself is the worst thing you
yeah,
can do.
Yeah, like,
it's not, you think it's because she was wasted? No, no, no. She's always like this. It's nothing to do with the alcohol.
It's like, babe, you are projecting. Like,
yeah.
this is a you problem, not a Stassi problem. Like,
oh my God.
Oh. Well, she was asking, people were talking to her and talking shit to her on the internet, and she said, now I understand what the girls go through. They have to make it dramatic, yet they also don't want the hate in return. I just have to tell myself that viewers don't know me, so they believe what they see. They don't know my obnoxious and my foot-in-my-mouth personality.
Wow, you sound awesome.
Oh my God.
I want to be your friend.
I love
You're
obnoxious.
And you want to put your foot in your mouth? Like,
right? This is your fucking daughter. If I was, like, madly in love with a great guy, like, I hope my mom wouldn't be like, She's
terrible.
You've never seen Megan at her worst. Like, probably he has.
Yeah, like, yeah, mom, my birthday was 2 days ago. Yeah. Did you not see what went down?
Right through his phone. We almost broke up. You know, the usual.
She dick punched him in the heart.
Oh. Like, as much as I am in love with Bo, he's such a cheesy McCheeserson. Like,
he is. He's the Danny. We've talked about this. He's the OC Danny of the OC Danny. Like he just takes it to this very corny, cheesy level. The shirts he wears is enough to, like, give you a hint of it. But I will say that that moment, he was like, you know, you're out of line. And she just is crying. And then he's just like, come here. Just come here. That's sweet.
I mean, it was nice. He needs that. Because, like, he wasn't, like, so many men are so, like, devoid of, like, ability to, like, be like, oh, like, I can help this person grow, rather than just being like, gaga.
You're fucking crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy. He's like, how can we work? Crazy. Yeah. Who the fuck is it? But he's like, how can we actually, like, work on this?
Yeah, sometimes people just have to be like, you need a hug.
Yeah. Oh, I love him. He's really cute.
I know, it's very polarizing. Like, either you love him or you don't.
Well, no. I mean, obviously, we hang out with straight guys during our viewing parties, and they violently are against him, but we just like to say they're jealous. Suckers. So, my favorite moment on Bravo this week was stemming out of New Jersey.
Holla, Jersey girl in the house.
So, obviously, this season is so good. Newbies Jennifer Aiden and Jackie Goldschneider have really shaken up this entire season.
You know, it's funny, like,
If they weren't on the show, it would just be...
Oh,
no.
We need to hear this.
Yeah.
It's happy hour, guys.
Right? It's on brand. It's
totally on brand.
So Jennifer came back from her trip from Turkey, and they were on the bus to go to the vineyard to have, like, a wine tasting day.
Yes.
She's giving all the ladies gifts from her trip, which, one, she didn't give Margaret a gift, and was like...
Yeah, she
was like, you called my brother's wife, mail order, not getting you a gift.
Yeah.
Teresa...
Your gift's coming in the mail. Yeah. Like, really sassy.
Yeah, right. Here, Melissa Gorgon, you get a votive candle holder.
Yeah.
And then she gives Jackie a dagger, which is a massive knife.
Yes. I don't even know how she got that back from Turkey.
Right? That's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, she better have checked. She had to check her luggage.
She checked with all her Chanel perfume and whatnot.
God. She must go to Chanel and be like, what is the thing that it sells the least?
Yeah.
Like, what never sells off the shelf?
I love that. In my ear, dangling.
Yeah, right. So trashy. So Jackie obviously is like, I don't want your fucking dagger. Like,
she threw it back at her.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not
taking it. She threw it back at her. Like, you take it. Like, you guys are throwing away a knife. Yeah. Which is when Melissa Gorga was like, you guys are throwing a knife. Do you realize what you're doing?
It's so Jersey. So Jackie obviously ended up keeping the knife and just posted it on eBay and is selling it.
Wait, I want to see if this is still.
What's still the price
going. Is it going for?
So. The price is currently, as of 3:51 on Sunday, January 20th, it is $502 for 25 bids.
I think we should make a bid, Meg.
I don't know. I can't win it.
I
know. That's, like, my fear. Oh, my God. And she has all of these pictures. This is so
Jackie
funny.
Jackie's a little, like, did you see that post that got, like, dug up where she went to Teresa's, like, book signing?
Oh, yeah.
So she's, like, a fan. Like, she's trying to make money off this. Like.
She's a fangirl. So, okay, on the description of the knife, it says, the one and only dagger from Jennifer Aiden, that Jennifer Aiden gifted me from Turkey. Now you can own a piece of Real Housewives history, and you can even re-gift this shady weapon to your frenemy of choice. All proceeds go to Center for Food Action in Englewood, New Jersey.
She should give us to the freaking clubhouse. Like, if she's a fangirl, give it to Andy.
Oh, my God.
Put it next to the bunny.
Oh, the bunny.
The bunny is another backstabbing moment.
Yeah, right?
Go down in Housewives
history.
Oh,
my God. The Lisa Rinna tear. The single tear.
I'm sorry. I love her. I think she's so fucking funny.
Tear that shook the world.
Yeah, and Harry Hamill.
Hamlin?
Hamlin. What is it?
Harry Hamlin.
he never calls him by his, first name or, like, babe. It's always, like, his actor.
Harry Hamlin.
His actor name.
Yeah. It's, like, straight from IMDb. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was so fun.
Yeah, it was fun. We just have to finish this bottle or almost done.
I don't think we'll have any issue finishing this bottle. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening. I actually have an interview with Albie Manzo that will be posted on Tuesday.
Yes.
So definitely check that out. He's so cute and is really charming. And you'll hear me giggle a lot at the things he says, like a little girl. All right, bye. Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have any hot takes, gossip, or info about Bravo TV, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com. While you're at it, make sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and check back every Monday and Thursday for a new episode all about your favorite Bravo celebrities.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.